السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف خلق الله سيدنا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الحمد وله الملك، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله ونبيه، رسول بلغ الأمانة وأدى الرسالة ونصح الأمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كتاب الله عز وجل، وأفضل الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونشر الأمور محدثاتها، وأن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad is his final messenger and servant. Allah said in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. The closest translation, there are among men those who purchase the tales which cause neglects, vain talk and amusing lies without knowledge to mislead man from the path to Allah and throw ridicule in the path. For those there will be humiliating punishment. وقال تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون. Verily I have only created man and jinn only for the sole purpose to worship Allah, to worship Him. And وقال تعالى also in the Quran وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. And worship Allah alone, and do not attribute in worship anything but Allah. Total devotion, total submission to Allah, the one, the only deity you have to worship. And then Allah in Surah Maryam said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيًّا. Closest meaning again, after in Surah Maryam, Allah was speaking about the different messengers. It came to, after them, after all the messengers that came through, came generation and people after them who lost their prayers and followed their vain desires. And verily, they will be faced with غيّة. غيّة is one of the most horrific place in Jahannam. So these could be Muslim people who just don't do their prayers. They're going to end up in غيّة. Wallahu a'lam. Today we hear every day on the news, and then we see that the calamities and the hardship that are hitting our Muslim ummah everywhere in the world. 90% of the world refugee problem is Muslim people, and then we pray for them, and Muslims are outraged, and we want unity. You talk to every Muslim brother, every person I've talked to, every person I know, everybody wants the Muslim people to be united. We want a united Islamic Ummah again. And yet, it's not happening. Day and night, we call Allah and we worship and we ask Allah in prayers to help the Muslims and relieve the calamities and the hardship from the Muslims. And yet, more destruction day and night is happening to the Muslim Ummah. Our lives, our souls are becoming very cheap. Killing one Muslim is okay. It's a collateral damage or whatever the kuffar want to call it. And yet, what are we doing about it? I want to talk about a couple, very, very short stories. And let's think about the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was asked to take his son and his wife and throw them in the middle of nowhere in the desert where there's no vegetation, there's no food, there's absolutely nothing. He went and did that because he submitted totally to Allah. He worshipped only Allah alone, and he knows that Allah will never let him down. And then when he threw his wife and his child in the middle of nowhere in the desert, what did he say? He made one call to Allah. He said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. He said, O my Lord, I have let my wife and my family and my offspring in a place where there's no vegetation, no water, nothing. And I turned around and I left them. The first thing he asked Allah, what did he say? He said, provide for them sustenance? No. He said, let them establish regular prayer. لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ And then, فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ Let, you know, the hearts of people come to them. And today we know in Mecca is the number one visited city in the world. The number one visited city in the world is Mecca, is the Haram. It's all because of the one call of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. That one call was answered. Why? Because the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam worshipped Allah, worshipped Him in total submission and total devotion. Please, brother, if you can move forward, there's brothers that want to come in. So his call was answered. Allah answered his prayer because he worshipped Allah alone, and he knew how to worship Allah, and he had total submission to Allah. Same thing with the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. He was with his people more than 950 years, calling them day and night, loud, in secrecy, you know, doing everything, trying to call them to come to the path of Allah, and yet they're not coming. They didn't answer him. So then he called Allah. He made one call again. قال ربي إن فدعا ربه أني مغلوب فانتصر ففتحنا أبواب السماء بماء منهمر وفجرنا الأرض عيونا فالتقى الماء على أمر قد قدر وحملناه على ذات ألواح ودسر تجري بأعيننا جزاء لمن كان كفر ولقد تركناها آية فهل من مدكر. He called his Lord and said, Oh my Lord, I am being defeated. Help me, bring victory to me. So right away, Allah, what did he do? The gates of heaven were opened with pouring water. The earth exploded with water. Then the water met together, and then he carried him and his family on, you know, in the ship, and you know the great flood, and you know the rest of the story. So one call from Sayyidina Ibrahim, one call from Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, and then you see Allah right away fulfilled their request and helped them and made them victorious. How many calls do we call every day, Allah Azza wa Jal? Why our prayers are not answered? You know, a lot of imams, a lot of people have talked about, you know, we have to worship Allah alone. And then we all think, yes, we are worshipping Allah alone, but today I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to show you that a lot of us are not submitting to Allah alone and are attributing others with Allah and doing shirk with Allah, which is something that's very, very dangerous. But we as Muslims, we don't know it. And this is probably, in my opinion, the number one cause for our destruction. And I hope, inshallah, that all of us will learn a lesson from what I'm going to talk about. 50 years ago, a great technological achievement or something that happened in this world, which, you know, made the world so close to each other, and you know, it was a beautiful thing that was first created. The invention, I'm going to talk about one thing right now, the TV. The invention of the TV. TV came to our house. People liked it. People built temples in the house to admire that TV. You know, who does have in his house a prayer room where that room is, you know, designed to be directed to Kaaba so you can establish regular prayers and have a dedicated room for prayers? We don't. Most of us don't. But we do have a temple in the house. We have a room designed where the TV is the central focal point of our house, of that room. And then you have your furniture, your couches, everything is facing that one device. So when everybody who sits can comfortably watch and enjoy this piece of equipment at home. As the TV by itself is turned off, there's nothing wrong with it. Somebody will say TV is just like a knife, you know? Know how to use it. A knife you could use it to kill, or you could use it to cut vegetables and cook with. But that's not the case for the TV. I personally took my kids to the Islamic School of Seattle. For 4 years, drive every day back and forth to the Islamic School of Seattle so I can provide the environment and and the good Islamic education for my children. And it's not easy living on the east side, driving back and forth to Seattle every day, picking up your kids and putting them there. So I decided to do this because that's the best thing for my kids. I want to provide them education. I want to give them the environment. There's two things: the Islamic education plus the Islamic environment in the school that are not available in the public school system. Maybe the public school system's education is a little bit high, you know, better or, you know, comparable, but that didn't matter to me because I can compensate for that at home. And then comes the weekend. And that was the easy way out for me. This way I don't have to spend time with my kids and teach them Islam and teach them Salat, and then on the weekend I don't have to struggle taking them to the masjid so they can attend the Sunday school and the after school hour programs, which are, you know, more harder for the kids. So I enjoyed the fact that I only have to drive them in the morning and the afternoon and I'm done with that. But then I realized that there's one thing still missing. On the weekend, I'm working in the yard. I come call my daughter that's 6 years old, watching TV. I say, turn off the TV, come outside and do something with the family, with me and my other daughter, you know, play with me, or let's do something together. And then she disappears. I go back, the TV's back on, and on a Saturday, she's laying down on the couches watching Disney Channel. Then I get upset. I turn her back off, and I bring her back outside. Then she comes back outside, and yet again, you know, she disappears, go back in. Then I want to see what she's watching. It turned out she's watching a show called Lizzie McGuire. It's about a girl, a teenage girl, that is in the middle school, that's bringing me the public school system into my house, Hollywood style. And this is how evil it was. That girl, that's 6 years old, that I'm doing my best to put her in Islamic school education, yet the public school system was in my house and I didn't know it. What did I do? I was still weak, a little bit weak, but what I did, I brought a closet, put the TV in it, put doors on the closet, and locked the door. Now they can't even touch the TV. I said, I want to try this. And I tried it. And it was the best thing that happened in my life, in my house. It was the best thing that happened in my house. I used to come back from work. I used to like watching baseball games. I would sit down, watch the TV for 4 hours. Baseball game can drag from 7 o'clock maybe to midnight sometimes. And I'm sitting there watching that baseball game being played. And my wife is probably taking care of the kids, and my kids are fighting with me, they want to watch their TV, and I say, no, I'm watching the baseball game, then during the commercial, I'll probably switch it to their show, or, you know, whatever, we're arguing about that. And if they fight, I call my wife, you know, resolve the problem. I'm too busy watching TV. And then, at 10 o'clock, my wife put the kids to sleep, then she wants to watch her show. Then again, fighting about which show to watch. And then comes 11 o'clock, there's the news, midnight, we went to sleep. Did we wake up for Fajr? No. Why? We stayed up late. What were we doing staying up late? I lost a farz doing Fajr Salat because I stayed up late watching baseball and Jay Leno. So who am I worshipping here? Am I worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, or am I attributing others with Allah Azza wa Jal? Then our wives, you know, you're at home, you wake up in the morning, you wake up mu'min man, you go to your work, you do established salat congregation with your fellow workers, you come to the masjid, do noon salat, you do maghrib salat, whatever it is, and then you come back home, and you go to your secret place at home. How many hours did you spend a day reading Quran, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, spending time in doing salat? Add them up. 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours. How many hours did you spend at home watching TV? Watching something that is probably haram, which is actually haram. Watching women with optional clothing. Watching men saying vain talk and doing stupid things. Your kids, you don't know what your kids are watching. Go watch the commercial that they put you in the kids show on TV. Just the commercial, not the kids show themselves. And you won't believe your eyes what you're watching. So how many hours a day are we spending worshipping and doing shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal with that device? Yeah, I'm going to be very bold, and this is shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah ordered us not to worship anything but Him. But yet we spend hours and hours and hours behind this device. Behind this device that's bringing images that we're not supposed to even look at. قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم. Tell to the believers to glaze protect, you know, what they look at, and when you see something wrong, to look down. Then someone will say, well, I want to watch the news. I want to watch Jazeera TV. And, you know, fine, you want to watch the news for 15 minutes, half an hour, just to know what's going on. But then who's given this news on TV? Probably a woman. Probably a woman that's wearing a veil. You allowed an unveiled woman into your house talking directly to you. Not only not wearing a veil, wearing clothing that is not acceptable. And you're looking at her in the eye, and she's telling you the news at home. Is this lawful? That is haram. That is haram. And then, that is just the news. And then our wives. Our wives are watching those Egyptian soap operas, the sitcoms on TV at night, the Indian movies or whatever it is. How many hours are they watching these TVs that teaches you how to make destruction in your house between you and your husband? That teaches you things that are very, very evil, that are very bad. And they're spending hours. And then on Friday, there's this show. Definitely, I'm going to go watch it, inshallah. I mean, they won't say inshallah. And then they will sit down, and then they you know, if they missed it, they will have the VCR, and they will tape it, and they will come back, and, you know, that's an act of worship. How many people do you know, they're very, you know, they're so determined to go do their salat on time, and as much as they're determined to go and watch these different shows. And then, you know, the show that comes on Friday, the one that comes on Saturday, the one that comes on Monday, and whatever it is. To watch the baseball game, to watch that soccer game, or whatever that is. So when I turned the TV at home, the level of iman raised, you know, went up in my house. Then I started listening to my kids. I started playing with my kids. I started reading Quran with my kids and with my wife. You know, that Quran that has dust in the house, now it's not dusty anymore, alhamdulillah. Then I realized there's something wrong. The angels were not coming into my house. There's a devil in my house. There's a devil with a, you know, I have a temple in the house where the focal point is that monster, that TV in the house. And that is just talking about myself. I don't know about any of you, I don't know about any, but I know back where I come from Lebanon. In my home town, I went back, and it's something new that was added. You know, now you see the satellite dishes, but not everybody can afford satellite dishes there. So now there's cable system. The cable system, basically every house, you know, pay a little fee, and they have a cable system. And one guy with the big satellite dishes provide them the different channels. But you know what's evil about that? Is that you cannot control which channels come to your house. There's no a TV box or something to control. Okay, you can watch this channel. If you pay more, you get this channel, because this channel is more evil than the other channel. So everybody, oh, we got cable so we can watch Jazeera. I mean, that's their excuse. Or they want to watch the channel called Iqra. Iqra is a good channel, you know, that talk about Islamic stuff, and, you know, it's purely Islamic channel. And that's what all of them say. But after midnight, God knows what they're doing. My sister came to me. She cannot bear the fact that her teenage son, wake up in the middle of the night watching those nudity shows that's coming from Europe, that are coming on these cable channels, to her house. I said, why don't you cut the cable? You don't need it. Jazeera, well, get it from the internet. Get the news from there, and that's enough. You don't need that. She was too weak to do that. I had to fight with her, and she's still too weak to do that. She called the guy. She said, why do you still play those channels? Why do you bring me the Italian channel and the Romanian channel? And no one in town knows Italian or Romanian. I'm talking about an Islamic town in Lebanon. One of the better Islamic towns in Lebanon. He told her, he said, if I discontinue those two channels, nobody will watch TV anymore. I mean, nobody will buy cable from him anymore. If he discontinued those two evil channels. Besides the fact that, you know, our local channels, alhamdulillah, they're some of the worst in the world. I mean, you know them, Future TV, LBC TV, they're all here. You know, these are, and then we're living here in America, there's so many different channels and so many different options. And yet people don't understand or don't realize that they're doing shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal. Yes, when you spend hours on TV or half an hour on something that is not doing nothing but giving you haram thoughts and teaching you things how to be an evil person, okay, that is shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal. You hear the news, you see the liars on CNN, you see the liars on Fox News, you see the liars everywhere, then you're spreading lies. Then you stand there and you yell at the TV back. Did they hear you? You just made yourself upset. What can you do? You know, you're listening to those liars. When you yell at them, are you doing any benefit to our Muslim Ummah? But if you turn it off and you do rak'atayn sunnah to Allah Azza wa Jal, in total devotion, in total worship to Allah, and you call Allah and ask Allah to help those poor people, those poor Muslim people, Allah will help them. But when you shout at the TV, it's not going to help you. When you bring the Quran and you read it, فِيهِ شِفَاءٌ وَهُدًى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا تَبَارًا وَنَزَّلْنَا مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا تَبَارًا. The Quran has, you know, when you read it, it will cure you. It has, you know, it brings you happiness. The only happiness in this life you will see is when you read the Quran. And again, it's too hard for a man to go and disconnect this cable or throw this TV out. Don't even sell it. Throw it. You don't want to get the sin of send it to someone else who will not benefit from it. Break it, throw it, destroy it. It's an evil tool. You don't want it in your house. You want the angels to come to your house. You don't want your house free of angels. You don't want to die watching TV. وَلَيَّزُ بِاللَّهِ. And this is happening a lot. Now how are we going to stand up here and call Allah and ask Allah for His mercy on us and we do not worship Him alone? Yes, we do not worship Him alone. Allah ordered us to worship nothing but Him. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. When you are watching TV and you're wasting your time and watching all those TV channels and all those different movies and whatever it is, are you doing something that's pleasing to Allah? No, you're not. How can Allah be pleased with you? How can Allah answer your prayers? How can Allah, you know, be on your side when you're not on His side? إِنْ تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيْثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. You ask Allah's victory, Allah will give you victory. You go seek the victory from Allah. You don't sit behind your couch watching for the solution to happen. When I stopped, you know, watching TV and I turned it totally off in my house, I had time. Before, you know, do you have time to do this? Can you do that? You know, we have this, we need to do this for the community, we need to do... I didn't have time, I'm too busy. But I had time to watch the baseball game. But now that I turned it off, I talk to my wife. You know, when I go home, I talk to her. You know? And I enjoy it now. I even love her more. Same thing with my kids. You know, I feel I'm very close to them now. Sending them to the Islam school Seattle was a great thing, but now it's even greater. Because we are a family again. We are a Muslim family again. And alhamdulillah, and I'm very proud of that. And it's all because of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah has shown me this, the right from wrong, alhamdulillah. And I hope all of us will see this. SubhanAllah. So I urge every one of you to go to their house, disconnect the cable, or whatever it is, throw the TV out, put it and lock it, put it somewhere where your kids cannot, you know, control it by themselves. This is an evil tool. You know, the Dajjal's quality. The Dajjal, you know, somebody would say, you know, I'm not going to be bold enough to say this is the Dajjal. You know, maybe I have more than, you know, to believe that, but I'm going to tell you this. That is barely, this is the Dajjal's tool. The Dajjal is going to stand up and talk to the whole world will watch, and the whole world will see, and the whole world will hear. And how can they do that? If it wasn't for that device in your house. That is the Dajjal's tool. The Dajjal's quality, I'm going to count to you some of the Dajjal's quality. The Dajjal's quality is a liar. The word Dajjal in Arabic means a fibber, a liar, a compulsive liar. How many liars are there behind that evil tool? How many liars you see a day from CNN, from Fox News, from even Al Jazeera, from any other news source? People standing there and spreading lies to the world, making them believable. Lies after lies after lies. That is the definition of the word Dajjal in Arabic. In addition, جَنَّتُهُ نَارُ وَنَارُهُ جَنَّةُ. Its Jannah is indeed hellfire. All those beautiful optional clothing women that you see on TV, all the beautiful gardens that you see on the movies and all the things that are you know, not true that you see on TV are nothing but nar, nothing but things that will take you to Jahannam, to hellfire. وَنَارُهُ جَنَّةٌ. And the thing that tells you it's evil, verily it is nothing but good things. The evil Muslims sounds as the bad terrorists. And the bad terrorists are really the man of peace. That's what the Dajjal tells you. That's what the liar tells you. Then the first people that will be deceived by the Dajjal, who are they? Are the Kuffar. And who will help the Dajjal? The first people that will go after the Dajjal and help him are the Jews. Who controls the media today? You all know. I don't have to answer that. So who controls the Dajjal? And who follows him? And who fell for it? The first are the Kuffar. Second, our kids. Our kids have idols. Michael Jordan, Whitney Spears, or whatever it is. All of these, they dress up like them, they want to imitate them, they want to be like them, because they think they're cool. Those idols mean those things that you do, shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal. That's what idols, you know, explanation is. So those things that you go and you look for and you want to be like them, you're doing shirk with Allah Azza wa Jal. So our kids fall for it. Next, who will fall for this Dajjal thing are the women. How many women we know, how many wives, your wives, your friends and everybody that you know, that follow soap opera just like a religious thing. 50 years ago in this country here, it was bad. It was the custom that women have to wear long dresses. Not pants. Pants was a bad thing in this country here in America. Then the TV came, the shows came, the movies came. Then the dress starts to get shorter and shorter and shorter, and now there's optional clothing, and you all know that. And that same thing translated into our hometown. Go to Lebanon, see how people get dressed. We got the war in Lebanon, we deserved it. If you see how we used to live before the war in Lebanon, it is unbelievable. Nobody prays. I used to go to the masjid. I would see only old men ready to die in the masjid. Every column has 4 or 5 old men, and that's it. Huge masjid, empty. The war came, he had a slap on our face and we woke up. And then the masjid were all filled again. Now the war is gone in Babylon and the masjids are getting empty again. So really the calamities that we're getting from Allah Azza wa Jalla is nothing to wake, except things that would need, you know, tells us to wake up and realize what we're doing. So our wives are the second that are deceived by it. And the third is our men. You know, you wake up in the morning, you wake up mu'min, you go to your work, you do, you know, whatever you do. Then at night, you come after you do your night salat. That is, if you did your night salat between commercials, you know. Then after your night salat, then you go to sleep after jaylan or whatever, you go to sleep kafir. And you didn't wake up in the morning to do fajr salat, which is a farm. To wake up early in the morning and set up the alarm clock to wake up, do Fajr Salat. I'm not saying come and do it here in Masjid. At least do your Fajr Salat. And I missed Fajr Salat. Why did you miss Fajr Salat? I stayed up late. Why did you stay up late? I was watching TV. This is how evil that tool is. This is reality, my brothers. This is not something that I'm just talking about, you know, just, you know, vain talk. This is something that is happening to our Muslim nation all over the world. In the Arab world, in the Muslim world, everywhere you go, you see those satellite dishes, people, you know, 100 yards from Kaaba, in their house, watching God knows what they're watching on TV. During the day, they appear to be pious men, walking, you know, they see women, they turn their face down, but when they go home, they watch that evil show on TV. They don't care how the woman is dressed, or if she's not dressed at all. I'm not talking just veil, everything. SubhanAllah. So, if we want our prayers to be answered by Allah Azza wa Jalla, when we go and do our salat and we worship Him, we have to worship Him alone. We have to stop doing shirk with Allah Azza wa Jalla. We have to judge our iman. If you cannot control that beast in your house, then there is something wrong with your iman. You have to go and check your iman. You have to test yourself and judge yourself. I'm not here to judge anybody. I'm here just to spread what I feel is the worst enemy that have hit our households. And believe me, if we boycott that thing worldwide as a Muslim nation, no advertisers will benefit from it. Those TV channels will go bankrupt. And what would happen? They will have to shut them down. They will have to please us. They will have to give things that are Islamically sound to us. It's a collective effort. We start with your house. You call your family back home. You call your friend here. You spread the message. Tell them we are living. If you don't believe this is a Dajjal time, at least it's something that's very similar to the Dajjal. And if you are supposed to avoid the Dajjal, avoid the thing just as if you're going to avoid the Dajjal, because verily it has the same qualities of the Dajjal. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فيا فوز المستغفرين استغفر الله.